Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Well, my family, it is such a great, great pleasure to welcome the servant of the Lord, Pastor Ernest Hwadi. Good evening and welcome to Intimate Moments.
Dr. Mashagini, thank you so much and good evening to you. And I'm very happy and delighted to be here.
We are so grateful to have you in the studio. You are kept by the grace. Everything that you have, I suppose, has been provided by the grace of God.
That's so true, Ntate Mashakini. God has always been so good to us as, you know, his children. And he always makes sure that he covers us and he gives us this grace so that we are able to excel in everything that he has given us.
I love the issue of excelling, because one could really say that you cannot excel without his grace.
Yes, the grace
is
very much important.
Lovely.
And we all need God's grace in our lives. We cannot afford to live without the grace of God. The grace of God is sufficient to all of us. And the grace actually is within God's purpose that each and every human being should remain under his grace, because it is by his grace that we are able to do whatsoever that a human being is doing. If we fail to understand the concept of grace, we are actually failing in many things. We are carried because of the grace. We live because of the grace. Everything that we do, we must just understand that it is within the grace of God. And if we don't understand that it is within the grace of God, in that Mashakin, we might deviate from the principles of God.
In as much as prayer is important, Pastor Ernest Hwadi, reading of the word is so important, worship is so important, that does not mean that God would love you more or will grace you more. Grace is grace, nothing added, nothing subtracted.
Yes, and at times, Dr. Mashakini, we go through lots and lots of problems.
All right.
And I will prove to that in accordance to the scripture. We do face, you know, so many challenges, and we ask ourselves, why me? Why am I?
I love that.
Yes.
The why me question.
Exactly.
Yes.
Why am I, you know, in this particular situation?
Yes.
I'm the child of God. I've been praying. You know, I'm faithful and so on. But why? Why? Why am I facing this terrible challenge?
Pastor Ernest Hwadi, human beings, we always ask why when things are not going our way.
Maybe it is because the nature of humanity,
the
the human nature.
I see.
That's why at the end we ask the why question. But when you study the scripture, you will realize that people who served God, they were going through a lot of challenges, but God was always there for them, and God carried them through. I mean, I can give you an example.
Go ahead.
With, you know, the life of Job. Job went through a lot of challenges. Everything that he possessed was taken away from him. His children, you know, died and, you know, and everything. But God's grace was always there. We talk about David. And David also had so many problems. He fell into, you know, many temptations and sins and so on. But at the end, God would say, this is the man, you know, after my own heart.
I love when you mention that he fell into temptation.
Yes.
Ultimately, God would qualify him.
Yeah.
This is the man.
You know why?
After my heart. Talk to me about
it. You know why? It is because he had a repenting heart.
I hear you.
And that is very much important. Being a child of God does not necessarily mean we are exempted from the challenges of the world.
I hear you.
The challenges, problems, and so on, we will always face them. But he promises to be with us. That's where the issue of grace is.
I love when you say he promises to be with us. Because sometimes when we ask the why question, we think he's not there. You know, he will be there with us when things are going okay.
Yeah. You know, the problem of the why question, Dr. Mashakin, is that we tend to focus more on how big the problem is.
That is so powerful.
Yes, rather than having to focus on how big our God is. Sure. You know, God is big and is bigger than our problems.
I hear you.
If you come to focus and zoom in into the challenges that you are facing, then you begin to think that these are big problems. And you forget that, by the way, God is bigger than all these problems. And it is God who is able to carry you through when you face trials and temptations. There are people who are going through difficult times today. And I want to challenge all our brothers and sisters out there to say, if you are experiencing so many challenges, and I know you have been praying about these challenges, don't lose hope. Just try to shift or to change your perception. See God as God who is big, and see the problems that you are facing as the smaller problems. Once you are able to shift that mentality, then every challenge that you are experiencing, Dr. Mashakeni, you will be so confident to say, the God who is big and bigger than the problems that I am facing, he is here with me to carry me through. He's here with me, you know, to take me through all these challenges. And as I indicated, to say, there are many men of God and women of God in the Bible who experienced lots and lots of challenges, but God was there. I mean, I can give you another example of Gideon. If you remember Gideon, he looked, you know, upon himself and he undermined himself. He was very, you know, down and discouraged because of the problems. But when the angel of the Lord approached him, the angel said to him, "Oh, you mighty man of valor." Now you realize that the manner in which God sees us, it's not how we see ourselves. Let's graduate. Let's see ourselves the way God sees us. God sees us as powerful because we resemble God, and we have accepted Christ. He is in our hearts. We should not be intimidated by the challenges of the world. We should not believe that the challenges that we are experiencing are bigger than God.
No wonder, Pastor Ernest Kwadi, the Bible says in Psalm 34, I think it's verse number 17 downwards,
yeah,
many are the afflictions
exactly
of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver him out of them all.
Exactly. That's so profound, Ndati Mashakini. The Bible tells us to say God will deliver him out from all these challenges, all the problems, not some, but all of them. Now, the deliverance is there. What we need to check is that the Bible tells us in every temptation that we experience, that we face, God will create a door. Now, in every situation that you find yourself in, there is actually a door. Now, the verse that you quote, where the Bible says there are so many afflictions of a righteous, but God will deliver. Now, God actually is able to create a door so that we can use that door to escape all the problems. You see,
Pastor Ernest Kwadi, it's so powerful. And I must say that we read this.
Yeah.
Everyone who is listening can say, yes, I can see. It is not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. I love the door that God creates to escape.
Yeah.
In 30 seconds, let's finish.
Yes. You know, every time the Lord will open a door, it is up to us to look, to check, not to focus on the problems, but let us seek the door. Let us seek the deliverance that God spoke to us to say, because you are a righteous, and whenever you are afflicted, I will deliver you. Now, the deliverance there, it means there will be a way for you to go out or to escape. And this is what we need to do, to focus on the deliverance that God is giving us.
Well, I love the servant of the Lord. We're talking about the grace of the Lord. And you can really say to yourself as well as a listener that you really see this grace on daily basis. Well, we are actually continuing, and I love the first conversation I had with Muruti Kwadi, the issue of door. Remember, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Pastor Kwadi.
Ndati Mashakin.
The issue of munyako, a door.
Yes.
Was so well explained.
Thank you so much. Before. Yeah. You know, Ndati Mashakin, the door is very much important.
Nice.
Because that actually is the creation of God.
I see.
God creates the door so that we are able to use the door and leave what is behind us and focus on the new. And I will show you how the grace of God, you know, will maintain us.
Fantastic.
Well.
I love that.
Yes.
Probably it will help us, Muruti, to actually say, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's look into the story of Joseph, mm-hmm. Genesis chapter 39. We can read maybe from verse number 1. All right, let me read verse number 2. And here, Ndati Mashakeni, Joseph finds himself in a very serious predicament. But verse number 2 says, so Joseph lived in the home of Potiphar, his Egyptian owner. Soon Potiphar realized that the Lord was helping Joseph to be successful in whatever he did. And remember, this time it was after his brothers sold him. And now he finds himself staying in Potiphar's house. I want to show you something. According to Joseph, I was sold by my brothers who hate me. I was sold by my brothers who never understood the calling that God gave me. My brothers never realized, you know, that God has put something upon my life. And now they are having, you know, challenges together as siblings. And they decide to say, let's get rid of this man. And now he finds himself living in the home of Potiphar. When you read verse number two tells us, it says that soon Potiphar realized that the Lord was helping Joseph to be successful. I want to say, this is how grace operates. Ndati Mashakeni. Grace operates also when you find yourself in the midst of problems, and when you are confused, when you see yourself as though you are lost, you don't have direction, that's the grace of the Lord will come and will embrace you. Because during this time, Potiphar is aware that this man is here because he is a slave. I bought him. But as they continue to stay together, he starts to realize. And when you check in the Bible says, because he realized, it means that he became fully aware that God is beginning to develop this man. God is beginning to make this man successful. And that's why I'm saying the grace of the Lord. And by the way, when we talk about the grace, Ndati Mashakeni, you know, we are talking about the unmerited favor of God towards man.
I love that. The unmerited favor of the Lord toward man.
Yes.
It does not need human effort.
Exactly. It really does not need any human power. You know, it doesn't mean it really doesn't need, you know, any intervention that comes from any man. But this is the intervention of God himself to say, even when my children are going through difficult times, even when they are hitting, you know, rocks, and they are desperate at times, and they are confused, they are lost, but because I am God, like Joseph, I am going to give them my unmerited favor. I'm going to give them my grace. They are going to continue, you know, to reach the goal that which I have set for them. And this is so powerful, because in the story of Joseph, we see Joseph, you know, the grace of the Lord having to cover Joseph. And Potiphar is able to realize, to say, God is making this man successful even if he is a slave.
I love that, Pastor Ernest Hwadi, because the Bible says as well, being confident of this very thing, Paul speaks.
Exactly.
That he who has begun a good work in you will accomplish it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Powerful.
The woman sees that Joseph was successful.
Exactly.
In whatever that he was doing.
Yes, this woman is able to see that, you know, Joseph actually was successful. And he was successful even when he was, you know, receiving or getting oppositions from other people. And at times, as children of God, when we are opposed, we want to give up. When we are, you know, experiencing so many challenges of this world, we want to give up. But let us be able to realize, you know, to be like Potiphar, to realize, because the Bible tells us to say Potiphar realized that God was helping Joseph. And this is the grace. Let us realize, let us be aware and fully aware that God is going to help us even through, you know, our problems. And the door is there.
Pastor Ernest Hwadi is my guest. Intimate Moments, the Wednesday edition. I love the conversation we are having. My help comes from the Lord,
Amen.
The Bible says,
yeah,
who made heaven and earth.
Yeah, that's so correct, Ndate Mashakin. And Genesis chapter 39, verse number 3, as we continue, the Bible says, his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord caused all that he did to succeed in his hand. You know, this is actually where I see the provision of the Lord. This is where I see, you know, the love and the faithfulness of God. And I want to talk to people out there who are now going through difficult times, and they feel like they are losing hope or they are losing sight. I want to say to you, even if you feel like you are losing hope, you are losing sight, God is there for you. And God is going to help you. He's going to make you successful. And as God is making you successful or to succeed, he is actually giving you his grace. He's giving you the unmerited favor. This unmerited favor, actually, Ntate Mashakeni, it is the favor that we do not expect as the children of God, or we do not deserve. In an actual fact, we didn't deserve it, but because of the love of God, God says, even when you are going through tough times, my favor is here for you.
I must say, this is powerful, Pastor Ernest Hwadi and the family, that as children of God, we should start realizing that on our own, we cannot make it. On our own, we fail.
Yes.
That's where grace steps in.
That's where grace steps in.
Talk to me, Mruti.
You know, the other thing that I see as I studied Genesis in Ntate Mashakeni, I realized, you know, in verse number 4, the Bible tells us, it says, so Joseph found favor in the sight of Potiphar. It says, and attended him, and he made him overseer of his house and put him in charge of all that he head. God's favor, when it is there for you, Ntate Mashakini, it will also make you to be successful in the midst of your adversaries.
I love that. It's so important.
Exactly.
Because it is not by might.
It is not by might.
Not by power.
Not by power.
But by the Spirit of
Praise
the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Ntate Mashakini. Yes. Now, the intervention of the Lord there.
Talk to me.
God's
talk to me.
Love.
Yes.
He's always with us. He loves us. And that's why he's giving us grace for us to succeed. That's why he gives us grace for us, you know, to be able to achieve. And when God graces us, Ntate Mashakini, it is not for us to be pompous.
Ah,
it's not for us to have pride.
I see.
God is gracing us so that we are able even to help other people.
Mm.
There are people as well who needs, you know, to be touched by the grace that God is giving us.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what happened. You know, the story of Joseph is one of the powerful stories in the Bible because, you know, he was able to touch many lives.
Mm.
Remember, after this, he was taken to prison. And what happened in prison there? He had dreams and so on, and because God's favor was there.
All right, Pastor Ernest Hwadi, Intimate Moments. We continue with the conversation. Pastor Ernest Hwadi, we are so grateful to the Lord. And I must say that this issue that you're talking about, it's so profound.
Oh yes, Ntate Mashakini.
Very profound.
Wow. Yes. We've been talking about the issue of the grace.
Yes.
And we said the grace is the unmerited favor of God toward men. Yeah. We are experiencing the love of God through this grace.
Now, I must say that you hear the man called David says, even though I walk, he did experience that, even though I walk.
Yeah. You know, David was saying, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Yes.
And he says, I will fear no evil. This means he's aware that evil is there.
Oh,
and
yes.
He's also conscious by the fact that I am walking in a place or, you know, that is not comfortable, a very fearful place. He says, in the valley of the shadow of death. Now, you can die at any time as you walk through that path. But he says, I will fear no evil, for I know that you are with me.
Now, look at the grace on daily basis as we live our lives as Christians.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible says all things work together for good.
For good, yes.
Whether it's good or bad, it works for good.
Yeah.
In the book of Romans chapter 8, verse number 28.
Now, the question is, what is it that we are learning when we go through things that which are seen to be not good? Things that are seen to be of a challenge. Things that, you know, are seen to be, you know, very challenging to us as children of God.
Yeah.
Ask yourself, what is it that I am learning in this situation? I want to go back to what David is saying.
Yes.
He says, I know that you are with me. That is the step of faith.
I love that statement. Yes.
He says, I know that you are with me. It is the step of faith. He believes that God cannot leave me in this situation. God cannot leave. Whenever we go through the shadow of the valley of the shadow of death, Ntate Mashakini, God cannot leave. He is so certain. He's sure. He's adamant to say he is with me. I may be going through this, you know, challenges that I'm going through. I am definite that God is with me in this situation. And this is what we really need to understand and learn as the children of God, to say at some point in our lives, we are walking in situations that are not pleasant. We are walking in places that are so fearful, and at times we are so scared, but we are not supposed to allow, you know, fear to capture us. Why? Because we need to know that God cannot leave us. God cannot, you know, forget about us. He is always with us. And as we continue, as we walk in every path that we take, God is still there with us. And I love what David is saying. And he says, I know that you are with me. Let us have the step of faith as well. And let us believe God to say, even though I am through, or, you know, going through all these situations, but God is still with me. Even, you know, if we take this as a lesson, we are going to always be able to encourage ourselves in the presence of the Lord, because we are not alone. God is with us.
Now, I love that, Maruti. This is Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, talking about the grace of the Lord. Maybe you are actually experiencing that grace daily. When you see your children going to school, when you see your family, everything is going well, and when you see even the church, things are going well, one could just say, this is the grace of the Lord in my life, which is so sufficient.
Yes, that's so true. I mean, when you go through Genesis chapter 39, verse number 4, Ntate Mashakeni, the Bible says, so Joseph found favor in his sight. You know, when we talk about grace, we're talking about favor, unmerited favor. And when we talk about this favor, it is things that God will do to you, not because you deserve them.
We receive, we obtain,
you know, favor from the Lord, not because we have done good, not because we have done right, but because God loves us and he will favor us. You know, I want to show you something. If you can check the story of Joseph, you will realize that he was actually in loggerheads with his siblings. They've gone through, you know, tough situations, problems, you know, those, you know, challenges between siblings, having to fight with your brothers and sisters and so on, you know, to a point where they sold him. They say, this one, he's very pompous. He thinks he's going to rule over us and so on. You know, at some point, he tells us about the dreams that he dreamt, and, you know, he's actually indicating to say he's going to be above. We are your brothers and you are the least. You are the last born. You can't be, you know, our leader and so on. And all those problems, they really put Joseph in serious problems. He at times, you know, found himself being thrown in a pit, and, you know, all these things. But at the end of the day, we see the grace of God, not because he deserved that, not because he had done something good, but because God chose to give him favor. And I must say, Ntate Mashakeni, God is choosing to favor us and to protect us, to lead us, to love us. And these are some of the things that God will, you know, show us as his children. And to those that are going through tough times, I must say, Joseph as well went through tough times. And in verse number 4, the Bible says, in the eyes of Potiphar, he found favor. And because of that favor, Potiphar made him to be an overseer of his house, and he put him in charge of everything that he had.
Look at that. Look at that. This is Intimate Moments. Pastor Ernest Wadi explaining from the Word of God what grace is and what grace does. Muruti Ernest Wadi, one could just say, I've got nothing that I can boast about. This is all about grace.
Yeah.
Food that I eat, the family I have, the breath that I have, It is because of the grace of the Lord.
That's so true, Ndate Mashakeni. Everything that which we have, Ndate Mashakeni, it is just the grace of the Lord. And there is another point that I wanted to just highlight to say, the grace is not based on performance, Ndate Mashakeni. Grace of God is not based on how we do things or how we, you know, we are knowledgeable and so on. It is not about us. Grace is just the favor of God. And when God, you know, gives us this favor, he actually puts us in a, you know, place or in a position. Even at times you find that you are not even qualified for that very position. But because of the favor of God and because of the love of God, remember, it is not about how you perform.
I hear you.
Unmerited favor of God.
Now, at the end of the day, one would say, like Mina Toko, Hi Sally. You can say that.
Exactly. Come on, someone, I'm so surprised.
Yes.
I'm surprised because for me, I mean, to be here, I don't deserve it, actually. I don't even understand. Muhau u hai sali umfihlela kimaketse fela. Now, this means that Mashakeni, that actually it's not about the performance, it's not about the things that which we do to please others, no, but basically it is about the grace of God. And this grace, that Mashakeni, or maybe rather let me say, grace is the unmerited favor, as I indicated, and it surpasses performance. It is beyond the performance of men, because we don't look at what men do or how a person performs in his doings, but we look at the grace, the intervention of God.
The intervention of God. Pastor Ernest Wadi on Intimate Moments. When we come back, we're going to summarize the lessons that we learned and how can we then apply what we have learned to the benefits of the kingdom of God and us in particular.
Amen.
Right? Maruti, we are finishing what we have been talking about.
Amen.
The word of the Lord says in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Yeah.
What an interesting conversation that we have had regarding the issue of grace, particularly when we are looking at the book of Genesis 39.
Yeah, no, that's so true, Ntate Mashakeni. It's very, very wonderful. And then you have said we will look into some practical lessons.
Absolutely.
Mashakeni, that which we have learned.
Yes.
More especially when we're dealing with the issue of the grace. God's grace has no boundaries. This is very important, and I want everybody to understand, Hore, it doesn't matter Hore okamohare ha maemo a mafeng. The grace of God does not have boundaries. And I can share, you know, so many examples as we learn lessons from this one. Remember a woman who was caught in adultery, Ndate Mashakeni. She was shown grace by Christ, you know. And this we must actually be able to reflect on this one to say, if that woman, God was able to be so kind to her and be forgiven and so on, even when she was caught in the actual act of adultery. But at the end of the day, you know, the grace of God kept her going. You know, I can mention so many things to say Joseph, and this is one of the things that which we learn. He allowed God to use him even when he was accused of wrongdoing. And, you know, he never did, you know, he never committed the act. But Potiphar's wife always kept insisting to say, come, let us do this thing. And he refused. And by so refusing, he found himself, you know, in prison, and we see the grace of the Lord there. And that's why we are saying some of the things, the practical lessons that which we can learn is that whenever we are accused about things that which we do not we have not done, let us not give up, but let's continue to believe that the grace of the Lord is actually locating us to a better, you know, position, a better level.
No wonder the Bible says, in all your ways you acknowledge Him.
Yes.
And when you acknowledge Him, Murutikwadi, He will direct your paths.
He will indeed direct our path in Tatemashakini. Yes. It's very important. Another aspect I must say in Tatemashakini, despite facing betrayal of his brothers and being sold into slavery, he remained faithful to God.
I'm talking about
Joseph.
I love that.
You know, if you have ever been in a situation where you have your siblings and you are quarreling, you are fighting left and right, and you are now confused, despite of all those situations,
yes,
he remained faithful to God. I must, you know, say, we experience tough situations, and at times we may be tempted to lose our faith in God.
Mm.
Let us remain faithful. This is a lesson that which we can learn from Joseph, to say, despite of all the challenges that he experienced, but he was so true to the Lord. He knew, like David, who said, I know that you are with me. He knew that God is with me. And God eventually carried him through.
Now, what I love, you know, about this is that you said God will always make a way.
Yeah.
A way out. How? I don't know, because he's God. He's able.
He is God. Yes, that's so true.
Yes.
At times, I must, you know, say that we may not know how, but there will be a door created.
I see.
We may not know which direction, but through the Holy Spirit, the Lord will be able to lead us into that particular door, so that we are able to use the door for us to, you know, to experience more grace of the Lord. Now, Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 16. Let's read it in Tatemashakini. It says, okay, you read this passage of scripture. It says, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence. Whenever you experience challenges, we will always approach God's throne of grace with confidence. Now, when the Bible says with confidence, it surely means that even when we are highly, you know, tempted, enticed, and, you know, facing difficult situations, but we must be confident to say we are actually approaching God's throne.
Uh-huh.
And when we approach God's throne, we are not going to be disappointed. People of this world, if you go to them, they will definitely disappoint you.
Right.
They will definitely may give you advices which may lead you astray or so. But the Bible says, when we approach God's throne of grace, God's throne of grace, let us do so with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Now, whenever you experience a time of need,
right,
what is it that you need to do? Approach God's throne of grace.
I love it. And when you do so,
the Bible says we are going to receive mercy. And this is where we stand to pray for those who are going through tough times, to say, we are praying for you, so that you will be able to have the ability to approach God's throne of grace with confidence. And when you do so, you will be able to receive the mercy. And the Bible continues to tell us to say, you will also find grace, and this grace will help you in your time of need. Maybe you are experiencing a time of need. There is the grace of God that is approaching, that is coming your way. Maybe you are saying to yourself, this is the breakthrough that I need, and I don't know how and where is the breakthrough going to, you know, come from. I must say, from God's throne of grace, as you approach it in confidence, you will see the success. You will see God intervening in your situation.
My family, we are drawing lessons from what we have learned on Intimate Moments Radio Pulpit. Your daily companion, Pastor Ernest Hwanti, read from the book of Hebrews. And even yourself now, you can see, I agree and amen, and amen and amen. Because what he is saying, it speaks to you at this particular time. And moreover, we have the Holy Spirit who is helping us. Now, in our daily walk with the Lord, he provides. He gives us the light. It just shines. And he gives us things that are beyond our understanding, because his grace will always be sufficient.
That's so correct, Ndati Mashakeni. You know, as you are saying that his grace will always be sufficient, I'm reminded of another passage of scripture, Ndati Mashakeni, in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. The Bible says, he has saved us and called us to a holy life. This is now God's, saving grace. The Bible talks to us to say, God has called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace.
Hallelujah.
Now, these are some of the things that which we can learn as well from the life of Joseph.
Yes.
To say, there is a purpose into which God has called us. And out of this, the Bible says, it is not because of anything that we have done, but it is because of his own purpose and grace. And this grace was given us in Christ Jesus, even before the beginning of time. We see the grace of the Lord, you know, that is always with us. The grace of God, the Bible says, that was given us, you know, in Christ Jesus, even before the beginning of time. Already before the beginning of time, grace was there. And we obtain this grace because of Jesus Christ.
Moruti Ernest Hwadi, what a powerful, powerful presentation of the Word of God. The Lord bless you, man, servant of the Lord.
Amen.
May you pray just to the Lord for the family, for everyone listening.
Father, we come before your throne because you have taught us your grace. And Lord, we want to thank you. We know that we do not deserve, but because of your love, you have given us the favor that doesn't cease, the favor, the grace that doesn't end. And we want to thank you, Lord. It is not because of anything we have done, but it is because of your very own purpose and grace. And Lord, we thank you that we have obtained this grace through Christ Jesus. And we pray that you assist us, you bless us. Even when we go through tough times in our lives, let us be able to realize the grace given us by you. And Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Muruti, thank you so much.
Daddy Mashakini, thank you. May the Lord continue to do you well, as well as with your family. Blessings to you.
We
continue to pray with you.
Amen.
Amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.